Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Glad to have you listening to us in your car. Glad to be back on this beautiful Monday morning.
We actually Jenna, you've got to stop. Now I am intervening.
What is she doing?
I'm a candy monster.
I am grief intervening. I don't know what the new term we can call for that. You've got to stop.
What is she doing?
She's eating again.
You need to intergrief.
Stop eating sugar.
You guys, I just want sugar. That's all I want. It's like I feel like I'm a pregnant woman that which I'm not. There's no, don't worry. There's no chance of that. Unless I'm like Virgin Mary.
We know you ain't there.
You're blown up by now.
You're going to stop being virgin.
I'm surprised lightning ain't striking this room right now.
A couple of weeks ago, we gave a trip away to have a chance to go see Justin Bieber and Beyonce in concert in New York City.
It was a pretty big doubleheader.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it was a pretty big doubleheader, and we're going to fly you out to New York City. You're going to walk around, have a bunch of fun. And we give that trip away to a girl named Allie.
You're going to New York City, Allie. You heard me.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Yeah, you're going to New York to see Bieber and Beyonce, and you're staying at the Roosevelt Hotel.
Thank you.
So, have you ever been to New York?
Yeah, I actually lived there when I was a kid.
Perfect. Well, you're heading home. You're going to be going to Brooklyn to see these two shows. Who's going with you, Allie?
My boyfriend.
Well, Allie, enjoy this. Who are you looking forward to seeing more, Beyonce or Biebs?
Beyonce, definitely.
Good answer. Excellent. All right. Do you think you can get your boyfriend to go to Biebs?
I think we'll go for a free trip.
It's okay. A really cool show, actually.
I'll be honest, Allie. If I was your boyfriend, I'd tell you I wouldn't go. If I was your boyfriend, I'd say let's just go to Beyonce tomorrow.
So obviously she was more excited about Beyonce.
Seems that way.
Yeah, and we have Allie on the phone right now. Hi, Allie.
Yay.
Hi. How you doing?
So we're doing good.
We want to ask you about your trip. How'd it go out there?
You better tell us it was a great time.
How was that Windy City?
It was a really great time. It was an amazing weekend. Thank you all so much.
If you were standing here right now, we'd have to slap you. You said amazing.
Amazing, yeah.
Oh, I know. I'm so sorry.
Did your boyfriend end up enjoying Bieber?
He did. I think he'd kill me for saying he danced a little bit. But, yeah, he had a really great time.
So out of the two shows, because you said going there, you were more excited to see Beyonce. Out of the two shows, did that change your mind any, or do you still like Beyonce more?
No, not really. Beyonce puts on an absolutely incredible show.
Yeah, she does.
She flew over the stage. We were 5 feet from her when she was flying. I mean, it was just incredible.
Oh, good. You had good seats. I'm always worried.
Yeah.
Standing. We were in the pit right by the stage.
Oh, wow.
Great, that's great. Awesome.
Well, I was told you actually got to meet Justin Bieber.
What?
Yeah, we went backstage and did one of those meet and greets, and unfortunately, by the time we got to our turn, they were only letting groups of six or more in there to take the picture, so we were with, like, six strangers.
Okay.
But it was still really cool.
Did you get to meet Lil Twist? Did you get to meet Lil Twist?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he was there.
Was Justin wearing a shirt by chance? Because he seems to not be able to find that thing.
No, yes, he was wearing a shirt. It was some mint chocolate chip green color.
Mint chocolate chip.
What
okay.
A great description.
Oh, I got those colors too. Green.
Oh, yeah, you and Justin have so much in common,
Justin
JC.
Justin and I are kindred spirits, I believe.
Did you get any interaction with him, or was it just kind of like hustle through and hi bye?
It was hustle through, and there were some younger girls in front of us,
yeah.
And we let them kind of have the middle and do the hug thing because they were kind of jumping all over him.
Very well. That was cool of you, but hey. Congratulations on that. Not a lot of people can say they get to do that.
I wish your boyfriend would have done
a
bit.
So cool.
I wish your boyfriend would have done the screaming girl bit. That would have been great. Do you see anything in New York that we should know about? Any naked cowboys or anything?
It was a beautiful weekend. It was, just amazing. And sorry, I said it again.
It's amazing again. Jeez.
Did you see Elmo fighting?
It was great. I know.
Well, Allie, thank you so much for going to the show and glad.
And thank you all so much. It was really, really fun.
Glad you had a good time, babe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And keep listening to Kid Craddock in the morning. That's
yes, I will.
That's the price you have to pay.
We're going to give you trips.
Yeah, call it. Anything else.
Thank you, sweetheart.
We're going to break into your car and break all the other radio stations so you can't listen to them.
Fine by me.
All right,
Allie. Thank you. Have a good day, okay?
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
You too.
And every day at this time now, we're going to do what we like to call a flashback bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're not going to ignore the elephant in the room.
Right.
You know, there. But we also don't want to, we're not going to sit here all day and mourn as we're driving to work. We want to have good memories,
right.
But we're not, you know, gone but not forgotten.
And
so.
We don't want to deprive you of listening to Kid Craddock's hilariousness. So every day around this time, we're going to go back and listen to a best of bit or a flashback. And this one happens to feature Andy Samberg.
Yes, Andy, if you were a shark, what kind of shark would you be?
Hammerhead, no question.
Why are you asking him a shark question?
Because, dude.
Because you should know, he's only hosting my favorite week of television
ever. You're doing Shark Week?
I'm Chief Shark Officer.
Shut up.
Chief Shark Officer, what's that mean?
It means I'm the spokesperson for Shark Week this year.
And how far down the list were you as the as the spokesperson for Shark Week? Because, I mean, do you have a knowledge of sharks that I wasn't aware of?
No, I think just kind of like a good shark attitude.
Yeah, sure you do.
Yeah.
Now that
and,
I think about
you know,
it, you're
from
perfect.
The Bay Area, we got San Jose Sharks. I don't know. It's a stretch.
Okay.
But I will tell you this. I went to the Bahamas already and swam with sharks, so I tested my mettle and proved victorious.
Yeah, but those are like the pet sharks. The ones at the Atlantis are actually in the ocean.
In the ocean.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought maybe you were just at that hotel pool.
Yeah. Were you in a cage?
No, I was in chainmail.
Oh,
so and there was chum all over the water around me.
So those are the suits that they can bite you and nothing happens, right?
Well, they told me that, and then afterwards they told me that they can actually crush your entire body and limbs through the chainmail. They just can't pierce it.
Andy, which was your favorite of the Jaws series?
Of the Jaws series?
Yeah, I'm just keeping things shark-related.
I like 7.
What was your favorite?
I don't know, the first one.
I like the one where the shark ate that guy.
Yeah, I like the one with the boat.
That was my favorite.
That was my favorite. You remember that?
The one where the shark was all roar, and then the guy was like,
yeah.
No!
Yeah, and he's like, oh, my God, I never expected a shark to be here.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
So, Andy, Big Al here. Could you please compare your butt to Kim Kardashian's butt?
Are you really asking that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll answer that question on the record. I would say my butt is, like, significantly worse.
All right.
Probably less well-kept.
Yes.
Careful there.
Yes. Yeah. Less well-maintained.
Hers is, I mean, we're talking about, like, all-time list, right?
It's a gift for sure.
Well, I had you in my top 15, so.
Andy,
it's a gift from Yahweh.
Question. What would be another good question? Andy Samberg, what if I told you that the Guinness Book of World Records for longest phone interview is 17 hours?
We're 15 in.
minutes.
What do you think?
15
just,
minutes.
I think you should just let him go.
Is that something you'd be interested in
just
breaking?
Let him go. He might want to come back.
Again. Let's do it. Let's take down the record.
What did you have planned today before you knew you were breaking the world record for longest phone interview?
I was going to do a lot of charity work, but screw that.
When you say you're going to do a lot of charity work, you mean think about coming up with an idea of donating money to the Red Cross for your album?
Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
What? Good luck knocking off Matthew Morrison this week.
I think our biggest competition is Adele.
Adele's pretty good,
Yeah, but
though.
She's greatness.
Yeah.
If everyone listening goes out and buys 10 copies of our album, we could probably catch her.
I would agree with that.
I don't think I can do 10.
470.
Yeah.
How about 1?
Yeah.
I was thinking about just downloading it for free somewhere. Is that okay?
It's okay if you want to go to jail.
Oh, my gosh. Andy Samberg, everybody.
Yay.
With Kid Craddock in the morning.
He's so cool.
Do you guys think that there's a ton of people that just think we're stupid as can be? Like we have no idea why that's funny or anything?
Yeah.
I think he's super funny.
How do you think it
went,
though?
But if you don't think Andy's funny, then you're not funny.
How do I think it went?
Yeah.
Funny.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know what's so cool is that him and Kristen Wiig, you know, that we just talked to, they're so chill.
Yeah.
You would expect him to be a little more...
Yeah.
A little more upbeat, like, or almost even trying to make jokes.
Trying to impress.
Yeah.
They never try to impress.
They
just
impress.
Let it come to them.
Yeah. I learned a lesson from that today. I'm not going to try anymore, ever.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just talk like this from now on.
Yep.
This needs to happen organically, you know?
I don't think we're organically funny.
I don't think he was feeling me.
You don't think he was feeling you, Jenna?
No.
No.
I was hoping he was.
Should have given him that other link. Yeah. Andy, are you still there?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
No
way.
Yeah, like completely 100%.
Oh my God, because you got to hear it. Oh my God.
So you're really not into Jenna then?
Little embarrassed about that.
Yeah, we just totally bonded about you. Yeah. Like high
I feel
school
like
girls.
We're truly bonded together now. Something like that. This is real.
I am so embarrassed.
This
now
is like the 13-year-old. The 13-year-old. The 13-year-old lovers, and it's like, you hang up. No, you hang up. No, you hang up.
But then you got to hear how much we love you after you hung up.
At least you know we're sincere.
It was life affirming. It was life affirming.
You know we're sincere, at least.
Absolutely. Unless, you guys, you're a bunch of sweethearts.
Unless we knew you were going to be listening.
Maybe we did.
No, we didn't. We were just talking.
Most celebrities just hang up right when we're done.
He's so cool.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Well, I am going to hang up now.
All right.
We might keep talking about you, though.
Okay.
Let's take you out with some Endless Love, okay?
Ooh.
Here we go.
Yeah. Why?
You guys have a good
My love. Take it, Andy.
There's only you,
only you in my life.
Yeah.
The only thing that's right.
Take it, Jenna. My first love. Ready?
My first love. Jenna can't sing. That was way too high for me.
Oh, yeah. You missed it. All right.
I forgot.
Don't make me sing.
You can just come in baritone.
Yeah.
Did I miss
my first love.
That is sadly better than what I sound like.
Yeah. True story.
So when does Andy Samberg come on the phone? Come on, you're the publicist.
I just heard this rumor that we were going for the record, so I was like, I'm not going to be the one to blow it.
All right, so Andy Samberg is our guest.
No. All right, bye, Andy.
Bye, guys. Have a good one.
All righty, buddy.
We're going to talk about you after we hang up. Okay, bye.
Here we go. Okay, cool. I'm going to stay on.
And goodbye.
Yeah.
He wasn't feeling us. He's so full of himself.
No, it's like
he wasn't feeling us that second time around.
He's so full of himself. Why talk to him about anything? He's just all about him. It doesn't matter what you say.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of those guys that like comes on like, oh, look how nice I am being nice to radio stations.
He punched me in the
face. He doesn't care about us.
He punched me in the face one time.
He cares about selling DVDs.
Exactly.
I mean, we're just a conduit to him. We're nothing but a vessel.
Yeah.
You know? He can probably use me. He's making fun of us in the other room right now. He's like, oh, stupid, untalented radio DJs.
Tell me what to do with Justin.
I should have given him a piece of my mind.
You should have.
All right, so.
I need a bathroom break or something.
Coming up next, more with Liza Minnelli. Don't go away. Oh, my God. Andy, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, let him go now.
Crap. Whoa. Boy, did I just show my butt.
Yeah, buddy.
All right.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm going to go for real because I have to use the bathroom now.
Okay,
yeah.
Me too.
Minutes.
All right.
Okay, we'll all go pee at the same time, different time zones. Okay, see you later. Bye.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
I'm hanging up. There, I hung up.
So he's really gone.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I hung up.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Where was I? Where was I that day?
I think Kid asked you who Andy Samberg was, and you're like, I don't know.
No,
so
JC and I and Kid stayed until noon that day.
Okay,
and
so after the show.
And you guys were like, whatever, and then we just had the best 45-minute interview of our lives.
Hey,
and then we watched Lonely Island for like 2 hours afterwards in Kid's office.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
The show is back live on the air. I'm JC. I got Kelly Raspberry here, Big Al Mack,
what
and
up,
Jenna
what up?
Owens.
Sugar Monster. I'm adding sugar to my coffee.
Sugar's not a food.
Yes, it is.
It is.
It is, actually,
it
Al.
It is a food group.
Sugar's a what?
Fruit group.
He said sugar's not a food group. It is. It's like at the bottom.
It is?
Like it's at the bottom of the food pyramid.
Sugar's a food group?
I mean,
it's not the best.
Everything unhealthy is a food. I think it's a food group.
Wait, okay. Let's break it down.
Because fruit has sugar.
Okay,
bread,
so there's.
Right?
Yeah, there's.
Bread?
Well, that's included in starches. That's the food group.
Right.
So sugar would be a starch?
Bread,
right?
No.
And then you have legumes as a food group.
That's beans.
All vegetables, right?
Don't tell me about the French stuff.
Or is it beans?
Isn't legumes like lentils and beans?
I love when we talk about stuff we don't know.
Is legumes vegetables?
Wait a minute.
No.
Legumes?
Wait.
But we need a food expert, a dietitian.
Oh, my
maybe.
God.
Legumes.
800
It's been a long time since I've been in fifth grade.
Yeah, I thought it was like bread and milk.
Yeah,
and,
the food pyramid.
And,
here we go.
Meat.
Okay,
chicken,
yes.
Eggs.
Sweets.
Meat, yeah.
Sweets is at the top of the pyramid. Like
you know it, thank you, Shannon.
We do know.
Sweets is a food group on the pyramid?
Yeah,
no.
It's at the top.
It's the worst.
It's what you should have the least of. Fats, oils, and sweets, they say use sparingly. And I've definitely been ODing on the sweets.
They have redone the food pyramid.
I guess so, because I thought there were like
no,
four.
That was,
no,
they did.
I've always been on the food pyramid since I was a kid. I remember sweets, because I would always be like, I got to eat some sweets because they're on the food pyramid.
God, I don't remember that.
Look at us learning stuff. Anyway, we went to the Facebook page. Kenneth Sullivan Teal Zane writes, hey, Big Al, what are you wearing?
Thanks, Kenneth.
Let me tell you, we have gotten
actually, a cool blue shirt.
Did you guys watch the news yesterday?
Yeah.
Al Mack was on it. And he was wearing.
Has Al just been going to do a news interview?
Yeah, I've
he has.
Like
but he decides to not wear stuff that you would wear if you were doing a news interview.
I don't know. I just dressed. It's not something.
He was at the
Monday.
Bar.
He was wearing like this snapback with a shovel and a screw at the end of the shovel.
No, it was a. I have the hat in the car. Let's see. See what I have on now. I have the hat in the car because we got to get it approved for Dish Nation. But it has like a trap, like a mouse trap on the brim of it, on the, what do you call this, the crown of it? And then it has like a beer bottle right here. So that if you went to grab my beer, the mouse trap would hit.
But I was trying to be all serious during the interview, but I can't because he's got a mouse trap with a beer on it.
And then it's Sunday, Funday
like
tea.
I just picture it like it holds your beer and has one of those like mouthpieces that you can drink.
Yeah, no,
it's one short of that.
Not that high tech.
Well, we've been getting so many messages on our Twitter accounts, on our Facebook pages, and it's just honestly, it's too difficult to respond to every one of them. But trust us, we have been reading them. And I'll tell you, the first time I laughed after Kid died was this tweet.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I had to retweet it. It made me laugh.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah,
it's from Nicole. And she says, I think it hurts just a little more because he died in the only state that ends in A.
It's true. Louisiana.
So, of course, you know I retweeted it and posted it on Facebook, and there were knockdown, drag-out fights because Florida ends in A.
Oh, that's right.
And then
true.
People were like, right. Oh, you don't get it because you're not a longtime listener. And then, well, you don't need to make fun of people because they haven't listened. But I'm sorry. That made me laugh,
yeah,
Nicole.
Cool.
So thank you for that.
An ongoing joke. It was a nightmare when I started off 5 years ago here as a phone screener. And you guys did it. And I had no idea what that bit was. But
sorry, we'll do it tomorrow. And people
they'll hear it now. They'll forget.
Yep.
Who's got something else? Somebody wrote?
Melody Pimbleton wrote, Kelly, I went to medieval times with my family last night.
Go ahead.
What are they?
That's the sheet. Just keep going. Go ahead.
It's just perfect that Al is on the wrong page of life, literally.
They told us not to read
Robert
those.
Said,
told us not to read from that sheet.
Robert said
specifically read from this
I said,
one.
The one that starts.
Not.
Okay, that's okay. Go ahead and finish it. Now you've got Mary Pimbleton all excited.
Yeah, I want to know about that.
Read Mary Pimbleton.
Go ahead.
Finish Mary Pimbleton.
Give Medieval Times a free plug. Al, go ahead.
Yeah, come on. Oh, yeah, the Black and White Night.
Melody.
Single.
Yeah, Kelly, I went to Medieval Times with my family last night. I remember you talking about the Black and White Night. You were right. Just made me think of you.
Oh, I'll tell you.
He's single now.
They flip. Oh, well, that he might not have wanted that out there.
Well, oh,
but
well,
thank you.
Well,
why not?
He broke up with the one that he was with when I knew who he was with.
Why are you telling that?
I don't know who broke up with who, but they're not.
Somebody sent me a picture because now everybody wants to go see the Black and White Night, and they sent me a picture, and it wasn't him. And I thought, oh, he must be on vacation. No, they changed his night uniform. He was like the Black and Red Knight that night. You just got to look for the knight named Crew. That's all you have to remember.
He's like a gladiator from medieval times, literally.
He is a knight.
His name is
He's not a gladiator.
Crew.
He's a knight.
Oh, and it's a big deal.
Medieval times fans take this very seriously.
We need to get down there together and go do this again, and Al can play with the bird.
Hey, and here's a little tip.
If you order at home, it's none of your business.
Here's a tip. If you order the vegetarian meal, they give you a fork. Just for you medieval time people that don't want to eat with your hands. I'm just letting you know. Yes.
All right.
Look at Kelly with the back secrets over there.
I know. Serious.
Monica Moyer Rosado writes, with all these new likes kids getting, he's well on his way to being 1/4 of Dane Cook. Miss you, kid. By the way, Dane Cook has 4 million and Kid only has 700,000, so let's get him to 1 million.
Yeah, he'll get it.
Because that was his goal, was to be 1/4 of what Dane Cook is.
Okay, well, here's the problem. Who's going to start posting as Kid so he can get more likes
and
retweets?
I think Russ Face is doing it because I saw a couple misspellings.
Oh, no. Then we're losing fans.
It's probably Trey.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, this one, I, you know, I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to miss Must Be Nice Guy.
Why?
Right?
I really didn't like him.
You?
I loved Must Be Nice Guy.
He was really mean to me, but this was a funny tweet, and it's fine. This is the last time I want to refer to this person, but Josh Wedgeworth, not you, but you tweeted, "Hey, kid, I heard you were in heaven. Must be nice.
Must be nice."
I am going to miss that guy.
No, I'm not going to miss Must Be Nice. I'm just going to say it. And he only talked about my side boob.
That's true. A lot of people are doing at Without Kid Craddock posts. Without Kid Craddock, I never would have known the vast utility of the bend over look through. Without Kid Craddock, I would still be describing all things great as amazing. Smack. Without Kid Craddock, I'd still be using a BlackBerry like Kelly Raspberry. And without Kid Craddock, I never would have laughed myself to tears at the randomness of Big Al Mac.
And here's a really cool one that happened over the weekend. Katherine Hoffman was at the Gavin DeGraw and Train concert.
Yeah.
And she wrote, "Gavin DeGraw dedicated a song to Kid Craddock, feeling the love everywhere."
Yeah, and Train also dedicated Drops of Jupiter to him, too. Yeah. So it was really cool. Everyone's being so nice with their sympathies.
Celebrities. You know, Harry Styles, a lot of celebrities have been tweeting, and he would just be so excited.
Oh, I know.
I can't think of another place I'd rather be than right here tonight. We're dedicating tonight's show to our good friend, Mr. Kid Craddock.
It's Gavin DeGraw.
Yeah.
We'd like to dedicate this song to our friend, Kid Craddock. Now she's back in the atmosphere. The drops of Jupiter in her head.
That's cool.
Yes, in death, all is forgiven. Remember, we have some history with Train.
Right. No, but they really liked Kid.
Yeah. Kid and Pat kind of had a little run-in backstage one time.
Remember, that was a song Kid kept trying to learn all last week.
Right.
He was trying to learn song so hard, and he kept messing it up.
So many ironies.
Gavin actually came by the bar, and he said he was going to stop by. He called me. He said he was going to stop by, and I tried to play a little trick on him, actually.
Oh, yeah, Big Al Mac prankster.
Not like what you did to me in Mexico?
The prankster gangster.
No, not like that. So I was trying to get a keyboard so that just in case he did come by, he'd say, "Hey, Gavin, just happened to have a keyboard over there if you want to."
Hey, you learned from Kid Craddock. That's exactly what Kid would have done.
That's not a prank. That's a free concert at your bar.
Yeah, that's probably
that's what it is.
So Tim Halperin, I called him up. He's the only guy I know with a keyboard. And so we didn't know what the urgency was, if Gavin was going to come before the show or after the show. So Gavin showed up, I guess, around 3 and stayed for an hour.
Not a big crowd, I'm guessing, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Actually, there's, 20 or so people there. But he left, and then Tim Halperin showed up. He had driven from 35 miles and showed up with a keyboard, ready to hook everything up. And I hated to tell him. I was like, "Gavin just left."
And you made Tim play, didn't you?
Well, I said, since you're here.
Oh, Al.
Since you're here, you drove all of this way, and you've never played in
my
bar before.
That's like the guy calling you at 3 a.m. You're how many down the list am I?
I said, I'm not trying to put you on Front Street, but Coolio played here, and, Tone Loke played here.
Yeah, and you paid him.
Well, true. I gave him a couple of free beers.
That's it? Serious?
And I put the chip jar down there. Did you start him off? Yeah, I started him off.
What'd you start him off with? What'd you put in his tip jar?
I put 50 in there. Ask him.
You didn't put 50
in
there.
He's in the next room.
He's here?
Yeah. Tim's here.
I didn't see
him. Did you give him $50 or a gift certificate?
Oh,
to your bar.
He
gave you how much? It was 20, Al.
Oh, it was $50.
See, you didn't know Tim was here, and you threw out $50.
I saw it.
Well, where'd the other 30 go?
I don't know.
He took it back out.
Well, yeah, I hate to charge you for your drinks.
Okay, can I be honest? You have the jankiest sound system I've ever seen in my life, dude.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry, Mr. Halper. My sound equipment in my bar is not up to your standards.
But Coolio played there.
But you're going to make him play with bad audio quality, an American Idol.
Farrah Abraham.
Yeah, Tone Loke seized on that stage, buddy.
I'm just saying, you promised me a retweet, dog. I've tweeted an hour before people could get there.
I didn't even get a retweet from Big Al.
Yeah, I did. I put it on both
of my Facebook. But Facebook's not the same as Twitter, Al.
I'm way more on Facebook than I do on Twitter. I'm never on Twitter.
No, it's classic.
I'm on Twitter a little bit.
Anybody show up?
Oh,
yeah, it was
there
fun.
There were a few people that showed up. That was
for Gavin DeGraw.
For Gavin DeGraw, yeah. So I covered Chariot.
Did you do Gavin?
Of course.
You covered
but
Chariot.
Everyone came here for Gavin DeGraw. I'm going to play Chariot. And I had
that's so cool that you did that.
You know what?
It was fun.
It was. I told Al, I was like, man, I haven't done just a show where I could just play whatever I wanted.
Yeah, he took his shoes off.
But it didn't matter.
Took my shoes off. There
I
was
really did.
Yeah, there's 20 people there. So hey, it's all good. No, but there was some, I hadn't played a random bar show in forever, and this one girl during Chariot, I'm playing solo on the piano. And she starts booty dancing up in front of the piano.
Yeah. Twerking? How do you twerk the Chariot?
She was white girl wasted. She was well on her way.
Yeah.
And she started dancing and doing that dance that you can only do when you're on the dance floor by yourself. Because she's twirling like it's half ballet and like synchronized swimming with no water. And twerking and wobbling all at the same time. She's doing all of this stuff. But... you know, she's jamming to the sounds of Tim Halperin.
Of course.
Oh, slash
sorry,
Gavin DeGraw.
I missed it. Hopefully there will be an encore performance of that.
Yeah. Dude, I must double your salary next time.
Double your tip.
I like how you said this is going to be your big breakout right here.
Yeah, so, that was going to put you over the top.
Definitely did, dude. Thanks.
Not good.
Well, a lot of you have been with the show for years and years and years. Remember back in the day when Kid used to do Bath Time with Caroline?
Yep.
And, you know, I have my own daughter, Emma Kelly, and she's 6 years old now. And I kind of thought it'd be kind of nice to throw a little nod to Kid and that old tradition of Bath Time with Caroline. But yeah. I thought, you know, with my daughter, the best conversations and the most fun we have right now are in the car.
Okay.
We sing together. She'll throw out some most random conversations with me, and mm-hmm. she goes really deep sometimes. So we decided to just turn on the microphone and do a little in the car with Emma Kelly.
And now had to tell her this. Does she grasp the concept of what's happening?
I told
at that
her,
age?
Yes. The first, because we were out of town when, yeah. And Fred and my ex-husband had Emma Kelly. And so when he brought her home, I sat her down and told her immediately what happened. Yeah. And because I didn't, you know, go real deep with her, yeah. but I just told her that he had passed away. And some people were like, why'd you tell her? I was like, what am I going to tell her? He's yeah. in Tucson.
And it's weird how little kids react. They don't really.
Like you say they go on a vacation, they never come back.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
how you explain.
Because I got
that.
A funny Facebook message from a lady who said, I told my son today that Kid passed. And he said, oh, he's going to be okay. He's up there with my hamster.
Exactly.
And so the kid to him, that's cool.
Kids are, they are resilient and they grasp things and they think about heaven maybe a little bit differently.
Right.
As you can tell from my car conversation with Emma Kelly.
This is In the Car with Emma Kelly.
We have some good conversations in the car, don't we?
Yeah.
What were you asking me about, Kid?
Why did Kid have to die?
Well, he didn't have to die, but I guess God needed him in heaven right now. What do you think?
Uh-huh.
What do you think Kid is doing in heaven right now?
Riding a unicorn with a rainbow mane and a rainbow tail.
Wow.
And I think he's playing with all the kids that used to listen to him that have gone to heaven.
Really? You mean kids?
Yeah.
How did you know about kids being in heaven?
Because they are sick and I've been to Disney World and I've seen them.
Yeah. What else was he going to do with all of his time?
He's going to look at all the things because he's new to heaven.
He is new to heaven. Who's going to show him around?
Jesus. And he's going to see all of my family that is dead.
Who?
Like Granddaddy Earl.
Granddaddy Earl?
And Grandma Jean.
Oh, that's...
And Mother Price.
That's right.
And Granny Pink.
You didn't really get a chance to say goodbye to Kid, so what would you say to Kid if you could today?
Well, if I was in heaven and I finally got to see him again, I would go and hug him. And then I would ride a unicorn with a rainbow mane and a rainbow tail. And then I would go say hi to Jesus. That would be the first thing I would do.
After you hug Kid and ride the unicorn, then you're going to get to Jesus?
No. Jesus, then Kid, then unicorn.
Okay. Well, hey, Jesus, Kid Craddock's number two?
Yes.
See, Kid had a thing about being number two.
What? Okay.
So can you make the unicorn number two and let Kid be number three?
Why did he have a thing about two?
Well, I'll explain it to you one day.
Just why? Please tell me now.
Number two is the same thing as poop.
Oh,
going
yeah.
Number one and going number two.
Oh, yeah. Uncle Frankie told me about that. Okay, kid, you can be number three.
All right. Say goodbye to kid.
Goodbye, kid. I already miss you.
Goodbye, kid. I love you. I miss you.
I love you. I miss you. I'll see you again in heaven.
Isn't that sweet?
That is so sweet.
You know, that's actually heartbreaking and sweet, but yeah. Kid's so upset that he has to be on the rainbow unicorn.
I don't know. I think I picture him right there.
He's riding that rainbow unicorn into the Tory Burch store.
He would love that unicorn.
Yeah.
But we know he's up there, and he's looking down at us, and he's smiling and hopefully shaking his head at us.
Hopefully he's not too mad at the way things are going this morning.
There's a whole nother conversation going on in a parallel universe where nothing breaks and nothing hurts. There's a waltz playing frozen in time, blades of grass on tiny bare feet. I look at you and you're looking at me. Could you beam me up? Give me a minute. I don't know what I'd say in it. Probably just stare. Happy just to be there, holding your face. Beam me up. Let me be lighter. Tired of being a fighter, a thief. A minute's enough, just beam me up. Saw a blackbird soaring in the sky, barely a breath, I caught one last sight. Tell me that was you saying goodbye. There are times I feel the shivering cold. It only happens when I'm on my own. That's how you tell me I'm not alone. Could you beam me up? Give me a minute. I don't know what I'd say in it. I'd probably just stare. Happy just to be there holding your face. Tired of being a fighter, I think a minute's enough. Just beam me up. In my head, I see your baby blues. I hear your voice. I break into another's one of me with you. Can I send you a sign? I'll burn a candle and turn off the lights. I'll pick a star and watch you shine. Just be me. A minute's enough.
That song was on every time I turned my car on. And funny Kinsey story real quick. We get in, and I turn the car on, and it's on, and it was probably on Tuesday, so I was still pretty emotional. And she saw me start tearing up. And she looked at me, and she's like, why are you, what's wrong? Are you okay? Are you just thinking of Kid? And I was like, well, yeah, I mean, the song is, like, it's about Kid to me right now. Mm. She goes, why? I was like, beam me up, like, go up to heaven, beam me up. And she goes, oh, that's what she's saying? And I was like, what did you think she was saying, Kinsey? And she goes, I thought she was saying beat me up. And I was like, what? Oh, why would Pink sing beat me up?
Now, more of Kid Craddock in the morning.
Tonight is the season finale of The Bachelorette. And we have Reality Steve in the studio.
I know. That is the limpest mic ever. It's ridiculous.
I'm sorry about the mic.
I used to have to hold it up to talk into it.
Oh, there we go.
We should fix stuff before we have Steve come on. My bad. I apologize. We missed last week's episode.
We haven't watched a whole lot of TV.
Some stuff happened.
Yeah. And actually, I missed the week before that.
Yeah, me too. Could you just go back to episode one and take it from there?
Don't hate on The Bachelorette. It was all right season.
So the guy in the armor suit comes out in the limo on night one.
Okay. Well, you were just telling me that last week, the one we missed, was the most dramatic episode, and it really was entertaining.
I knew Brooks left, but apparently he didn't leave or something.
Well, I mean, we know every season Chris Harrison teases most dramatic ever, every episode.
But and honestly, this time he got it right?
Honestly, last week, if you don't follow the spoilers or anything, didn't know anything about this season, you just watch for 2 hours every Monday night and don't think about it, it was probably... Wow, this is interesting.
Wait, did two of the guys announce they're in love and went home together?
That seems to be the consensus.
That'd get me to watch for sure.
Because normally what they do on the show is the overnight dates, there's three guys, they all go
fantasy
to bed.
Suite.
Yeah, fantasy suite.
We'll get it on.
And then one guy will get eliminated, and then the Men Tell All will air the week before the finale, and then the finale airs. Well, they moved the Men Tell All back a week, and three guys went to Antigua, Brooks, Drew, and Chris. But they did this, they're promoting this two-part finale. So the first part was last week, and there's no Men Tell All to separate it. So it literally was a two-part finale, and essentially Drew had his date, Chris had his date, went fine or whatever. But as we know, Desiree is absolutely 100% into Brooks.
She said it all season.
So Brooks comes to her. Brooks goes home, talks to his family, says, I don't know if I'm ready to actually get engaged to this woman. And... he comes to Antigua, finally. He talks to Chris Harrison. They have a sit-down. And then it just turns into Chris is like, well, you need to talk to Desiree. And he talks to Desiree and basically hems and haws for 45 minutes. The last 45 minutes of last week's show was Desiree and Brooks.
Last week was the fantasy. Really? That was the fantasy suite.
Well, it was supposed to, but Brooks didn't go to the fantasy suite because he said, I can't do this, essentially, is what he said.
Oh, you know what that means.
So
what does that mean, JC? Tell us for the uneducated.
You're telling me a dude's scared to go in a fantasy suite with a girl. I can't go in. You know.
Well, maybe
that
he didn't want to hurt her.
He's not attracted to her, right?
Right. No.
He's not in love with her, and he doesn't want to mislead her any further. So
oh,
he's gonna...
Kelly, stop. You're like that. What? She's not that into you. You're the girlfriend.
You're gay. Now, come on. Yeah, that's not fair.
Oh, wait. Is that my other option?
I mean, even the other guy who I thought maybe went in there, right?
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean they do anything. I mean, we all assume they're doing stuff in there.
No,
they could.
Your...
They could just lie in each other's arms and talk all night.
That doesn't happen.
That's boring.
Nah. No way. No way, no how.
Yeah, right.
Without giving anything away, basically the episode ended with Brooks in a limo, in a car, crying because he broke this girl's heart, and Desiree walking to the end of the pier crying. And that's how the episode ended, which we've never seen. Every episode ends with a rose ceremony, some guy leaves, and that's that.
We actually have a clip of that if you would like to play
it. Sunburn? What's going on with his face?
I don't know if I've ever had a relationship where I've said goodbye has been this difficult. Oh. There are those moments that we had together.
Is he drunk?
I miss them already, you know? It's a lot. Yes. It's a real goodbye.
Is that Liberace?
It sounds like he's hungover from the gay pride parade.
No, it sounded like Liberace a little bit.
He's a mumbler. He's been mumbling all season.
That's putting it nicely.
His teeth are too big for his mouth.
He's
got dry mouth.
Yeah.
No, he kind of looks like Tom Brady sometimes to me.
Whoa.
He does.
Whoa.
He gets Tom Brady hair sometimes.
I see that.
A little bit. You can't tell me he doesn't.
Okay.
He does sometimes.
The hair. I don't know. Facially, no.
I can't get past the crying.
My mother was very intrigued by this episode because she said, she hasn't read your spoilers. She said she was so tempted because this episode made her almost go, but she wants to be surprised. And she said she still thinks Brooks isn't gone because he was saying, have I just made the biggest mistake of my life?
Yeah.
Which is leaving the door open that he might come back.
Is he going to run back into her arms?
Well, I mean, he's not gone, put it that way.
He's not gone.
The show made it seem like, because that was the last clip that
those
we saw.
Crafty
was
editors.
Was him in the limo and her on the edge of the pier crying. So the show tonight is going to pick up
where
Chris Harrison sits with Desiree. Like, what do we do now? This is, I mean, when she was breaking up with him, they didn't show that in the clip, but when she was breaking up with, or he was breaking up with her, she said, look, I don't care that you're leaving me. I love you, and you're the one I was going to pick. I mean, she essentially told him, you're the one I was going to pick. So,
because you're not supposed to say I love you if you haven't picked
it up. He's leaving her. She was desperate.
No, you know what it was? He doesn't love her. He just realized, like, wow, Antigua is a pretty cool island, and I want another free night at this nice hotel. I would.
But what are you going to do?
What am I going to do?
Yeah, I wondered. You know, I was, like, hoping. It's like, well, I don't know if she's, how conflicted she is. I don't know what the relationships are.
I was conflicted because you want to know why I was conflicted through this whole thing?
There you go.
I didn't want to share my heart. I wanted to give it to you. Mm. That's why I was conflicted.
How did Des understand him? Yeah, that's great.
Not only mumbling, but whispering.
He's like Batman.
She's like, the rules are, she's not allowed to say I love you.
Yeah, I mean, right? I think people in the past have, but it's just not shown. This is the first time they've ever actually shown her telling the girl, the guy that she wanted, like, look, you're the one I was going to pick.
Never say it first.
So
I have learned that does not go well. Never tell the guy I love you before he
night.
Says
it. It will at night.
Well, at 2 in the morning.
Nope.
So
you're saying there's going to be a Whitney Houston wait moment from the bodyguard? Wait!
Yeah, I think there's going to be something to where, I mean, thinking about it logically, if she just told the guy that dumped her, you're the guy I was going to pick, I love you, in real time, 24, 48 hours left, she's got to have these last chance date with Chris and Drew. Honestly, you can't expect her to be like, oh, well, the guy that I did want has left me, but I'm just going to turn around and, if you want to propose to me, that's great. I'll take your... Nobody would buy that for Chris and Drew. So put two and two together.
And this is the thing, too, in all the interviews she's been doing, because usually at this point in the season, the bachelor or bachelorette will say, I'm very happy I am engaged. And she's not allowed to say anything.
She hasn't said
because of this cliffhanger.
Yeah. And the promos that they've run all season, there's never been any clips of Brooks outside of some of those. We've never seen her standing in her finale dress with the roses. Final. They haven't shown any of that because they have a surprise coming.
So are you 100% convinced you got it right this season?
Mm-hmm.
So if we go to realitysteve.com, we will know 100% for sure who she picks tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so I read your spoiler the first time we had you at the beginning of the season. Has it changed? Because I don't even remember who it was. But did it change?
That hasn't changed. The stuff that happened in that episode, I didn't know about it going in. As we got closer, I realized by promos and some of the stuff that the press release was being put out, I was like, okay, I see where they're going and I see the story they're trying to tell here. But I've always known who she picked. I just never knew how it got to that point. And now we're seeing that play out.
So it's blowing your mind a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, it's been like, oh, okay, wow, this is something. Because they've definitely done something different this season.
Well, I mean, this is unfortunate for me because I completely lost interest about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
This is, you have to admit, this is the most boring set of bachelors and a bachelorette in the history of the
like
show.
It's just watching regular people date. It's all right.
But now we get to something interesting, and I missed it because I was so off the bandwagon. Even my daughter... My six-year-old daughter was asking me, when's the next Bachelor start? Because she's not
ready to move on. Speaking of the next Bachelor, since we're already bored of the Bachelorette.
Do we know?
Well, they're going to announce it tonight on the After the Final Rose show.
Do you know who it is?
I don't know who it is.
You really don't?
No.
Do you have any...
Inkling?
It's going to be one of Dez's guys. I mean, I don't think they're going to have a lot... Because the After the Final Rose show is live. And during the two-hour show tonight that airs from 7 to 9 here Central Time, you know, they'll do the live shots of Chris Harrison... live in the studio and talk to people. But the After the Final Rose will have all three guys, Chris, Drew, and Brooks, and talking about the breakup. And then they're going to announce the next Bachelor.
It's going to be him, isn't it?
It's got to be my dude,
Juan
Pablo.
It's going to be that Juan Pablo.
I have a feeling. I mean, I don't know for sure,
Chris Harrison's
going to
be like coming up, and he's going to be like,
it's me.
Oh, it's going to be a bunch of shirtless scenes of Chris Harrison slow mo.
No. I'd get out of that limo and throw up.
The fan reaction to Juan Pablo, and it's a shame they didn't even show him hardly at all. And he never got a date with her, really.
Never got a one-on-one date. And literally, if it ends up being Juan Pablo, it's centered around his five-minute appearance on the Men Tell All where women started swooning. Yeah.
Yeah, but would his home trip to see the family have been in somewhere Juarez, Mexico?
Oh, he's from South America.
He's from Venezuela.
He's not in the cartel.
Oh, even better.
Oh, I'm sorry. Juan Pablo, I wouldn't ever associate Escobar with that.
No, I think, if it is him, it's seriously based on that.
Oh, yeah.
And there's something about, I don't know, it might end up being him. And I've said all along, I don't think it would be him just because of the English barrier. I mean, he doesn't speak the greatest of English. Are we going to have 11 weeks of that?
I don't speak the greatest of English, and I'm on the radio. It's fine.
And when it's The Bachelor and all the women fighting over him, it's more about the cat fights between the women. He's just kind of like a prop. Yeah. It's like a groom in a wedding. You're just a prop.
But the fact that they announced yesterday that they're going to announce it tonight on the After the Final Rose, which is something they've never done. They've never announced the next Bachelor on the Bachelorette finale. They've always waited till the Bachelor Pad finale, but there's no Bachelor Pad this summer. So it doesn't start filming for another 6 weeks, but
so
they said
us,
tonight.
Wait, have they already into a black guy because of brown this time?
Have they already, and have the girls already been selected? Should I audition?
No, well, I think they're in the final stages. But the one thing is that's going to be interesting is they're going to cast. They're going to announce to everybody tonight who it is, and then for 6 weeks, everyone's going to know who it is, and the girls who are going to be on the show know who it is because usually you don't know. And then when I start, spoiling cast. Whoever the lead is going to be able to see some of his girls on my site. If he wants to go to my site, he's going to see some of the girls before the first night. Yeah. He's going to already know.
Oh, you're going to scout his chicks?
Like a fantasy league.
He's just going to trade in the whole deck.
Yeah. He's going to go on my site and be like, wait, this girl's going to be on the show? That girl? Okay.
Well,
he's going to have preconceived notions.
If she does end up with Brooks, it can't be one of the other two guys.
Yeah. I was saying the same thing. If she ends up with Brooks, you can't, because Chris and Drew are going to be there tonight. They're going to be talking about, hey, what happened in Antigua? You feel bad. You can't 20 minutes later, it's only an hour show of the After Fun. You can't 20 minutes later bring these guys out and say, by the way, Chris is our next Bachelor.
Right.
He just gave a sob story about, oh, man, it sucked, and I didn't.
They could pick one of those other guys. It'd be like Bachelor Civil Union edition, right?
I mean, I honestly think.
Still in several states.
They could only go on trips to, California and Massachusetts.
With Chris and Drew probably being out of the picture just because, like you said, Kelly, you just can't have them do it. That leaves literally Juan Pablo and Zach. Who else?
Zach is creepy.
He's not that creepy.
He's creepy.
His brother and sister singing with him is creepy, but him alone.
They were trying
is not
to make the creepy brother not look quite so creepy. Look, we sing too. That was creepy.
Can you imagine the Kelly Partridge and I family? auditioning for this one? We're such emotional messes.
I want Kelly as the Bachelorette.
I think I'm outside the age parameters for the Bachelor.
There's no age parameters.
Yes, there are. Aren't there, Reality Steve?
No.
There are.
Well, you're only 31, right?
Yeah. No, I don't lie about how old I am, but they do have an age requirement, right?
It could be Ms. Bachelorette.
The one season, 10 seasons ago, where they did Byron, he was 40.
It's different for men. The rules are different for men.
But they casted older women, is what I'm saying. They cast older women during
older,
that season.
And by older, he means 29.
Yeah, for this show, older is 32.
We just call it Cougarette. We could call it Cougarette for you, Kelly.
They tried cougar dating reality shows, and they didn't really go so
Milfaret.
Well.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
It's hard to tell on this show if we're on the air or not.
If Jennifer Aniston is on the cover of a tabloid, you can be assured of one of two things.
What?
It's either that her engagement is off, she's not getting married, or she's pregnant.
She's been pregnant probably 27 times.
Right.
Right.
And zero kids.
That's exactly what the rumor is now, because she was on the red carpet for the premiere of We're the Millers.
Uh-huh.
She's wearing a dress that has her protruding a bit in the belly area.
Shout out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's normal, right, for girls with those dresses?
Well, this kind of dress, the material, I mean, it highlights every bump. So she either forgot the Spanx or she's been grief eating with Jenna.
Or she's happy.
Or happy.
What do you mean happy?
I don't know. When you start dating someone, I feel like if I can really recall, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But
the last time?
You go out to eat together. Dating is fun, you love going out to eat. So, I mean, you almost gain a little bit of weight when you're really happy and comfortable with someone. So Maybe that's all this is with her.
Do you think she might finally be pregnant, though? I mean, one time, they're going to have to get it right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they keep saying she's pregnant, she's pregnant, she's pregnant. One time, like you said, even a broken clock is right twice a day.
They may have already gotten it right. Has anybody gone to Jennifer Aniston's house to see if she's hoarding babies?
You know what?
She might be a baby hoarder, and we just don't know. And we go to her house, she has all babies all over the place.
She might have more babies than Angelina right now, and we don't even know it.
Y'all don't know what's up.
She's been pregnant 25 times. Uh-huh. I mean, what are the odds?
Somebody got it right.
And I would think people would know based on what she buys at the grocery store or if Justin goes to the grocery store. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like a bunch of pickles.
Mm-hmm. Possibly. And we could also check with her dealer because if she's like, stop, you know, ordering the stuff, maybe she's pregnant.
See, I have weird cravings and I'm not pregnant. I can't fathom being pregnant and the weird things you crave. I mean, Kinsey's about due, your wife. What does she make you go to the store and get?
She makes me go buy her olives. In the glass jar.
Yes, the salt.
Don't you dare bring the canned olives, JC.
They taste different, JC.
They're freaking olives.
No, they're not.
Well, I learned. Also, pickles. She likes that. Banana nut Cheerios, people. If your girl starts eating banana nut Cheerios, she's pregnant.
Wow. I didn't know there was such a thing as banana nut.
Because you're not pregnant. That's a pregnant girl thing.
Oh. All three of those things I buy regularly.
She likes the dark chocolate Milky Way.
Yeah, I'm not into the dark.
Easy there.
And she was going through a goldfish phase, right? She
had
every single flavor of goldfish crackers.
It's sad. If you open up my pantry, you would think it's for our kid, our baby boy, but no, it's for her. She has every single flavor. She got white cheddar. She got cupcakes. She got s'mores. She's got
nacho cheese.
She got nacho cheese. You want buffalo? We got buffalo.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.